Proclamation number 4001, dated the March 17th, 1947. Prediction: apparent burying of the hatchet. Last phase. World affairs are determined by higher laws, even though human will plays a large part in it. The eternal Lamjiva himself directs and rules everything, and his eternal plan takes the consequences of human will into account. And thus the hatchet will apparently be buried, but the fire is not yet extinguished. It continues to smolder, only to suddenly flare into a mighty blaze with devastating effects. And it will come to pass what was foretold by the voice of the Spirit. A new chapter of life is dawning for humanity, and good for those who do not regard earthly life too highly, good for those who have recognized the world of appearances and are not its slaves. Good for those who know the meaning and purpose of life, who have set themselves a higher goal than the mere fulfillment of worldly lusts and pleasures. They will take up the struggle for existence which the ensuing time entails. They will be and remain victorious. Humanity will enter into a new phase. A difficult struggle will arise for the individual. He will have to endure severe worldly adversities and will spiritually survive the greatest battle, the final conflict of faith, which will precede the last days. This will irrevocably come to pass as it is told, because time has run out, and the spiritual low level dictates a halt. Judgment Day will stop the development of all spiritual substance on earth in order to enable its continuation on the new earth. Humanity will soon enter this last phase, and the well-informed, the spiritually knowledgeable person will recognize its beginning by the progress of world events. Because world events first have to take their course, the fire has to be aroused anew for hardship to reach its highest pitch in order to justify God's intervention, in order for God himself to rebuke the fighters by seizing the weapons from their hands and causing an immense disaster to come upon all, so that all people will turn their eyes towards the nations where God has clearly spoken. Because he will identify himself, he will speak a language which can be understood by everyone who wants to understand. He will also reveal himself to the believers, he will be with people in spirit, he will be working with them and give strength to those who are full of faith. For they will need his presence, they will need his help, because the time of hardship will affect them too, and the fight against all believers will intensify as the end draws near. The last phase will only be of brief duration, but it will be a great burden to people and only bearable with God's help. Yet everyone who lives in and with God, who loves him and keeps his commandments, will survive the battle, because he will never be alone. He will sense God's presence and always be able to draw strength from his word, which he, in his love, will convey to the people so that they remain faithful to God and persevere to the end. Amen.